Hi, this is a dictation for Cynthia Bell, CYNTHIABELL. Date of birth 5/16/58. Date of service is 120/2022. Date of service 120/2022. Date of birth 5/16/1938. History of presenting illness. Ms. Cynthia Bell is a woman on FBI. She was injured by a bus. And she was hit from behind at a bus driver and a driver. And she could not work since 1996 due to this accident. She was a Coke service attendant and was hit by the bus. Now, this issue has caused her pain in the back, lower back, with radiation to both legs, posteriorly in asthma dermatome fashion, and anteriorly in the front and CNL45 nerve distribution. She wants to do physical therapy, and she also suffered from COVID virus infection that caused her gain of weight of 60 pounds. The pains are shooting, throbbing, nonstop. She also has pain in both the knees, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. These pains are varying from 5 to 10 depending on the day and the area. Patient, however, reports 60-70% improvement in her symptoms so far with all the therapies she has underwent. Areas that are affected currently are mood, walkability, and enjoyment of life, 8 of 11 to 10. Sleep is affected, 9. This is symptom patient reports no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. No ear ringing, fainting, blackout, no difficulty sleeping, and no seizures or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There's no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no loss of memory or anxiety, depression, panic, or PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the lower back, mainly, with the also pain in the hip bilaterally and bilateral knees and bilateral ankle and foot, with moderate difficulty walking, decreased range of motion. In the GI, nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, a stomach pain, or in the stool, trouble, saliva reported. In GU, no incontinence of the urine, fancy, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. Last 30 days, patient pain has improved somewhat, and then no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss is reported. No other trauma is reported. The current pain medications are narcos and substance abuse, none reported. The patient has a compliance, full compliance to the pain medication regimen. She has only one, the physical examination has followed. Blood pressure is 132 over 118. Pulse is 84. Pulse ox is 9%. The physical examination is copy and paste from 23-2021 dictation 0106-060. Please use the general review and spine examination and the extremities examination only. Plan of care is to continue patient for physical therapy, continue the medication which are naproxen, Aleve, melatonin, and lidocaine. The pain medication has not been continued. MRI for lumbar spine without contrast is ordered to identify the pathology. And the patient is referred to physical therapy 3 times per week for eight weeks at her choice place. She has been advised about marijuana program. She has been advised about yoga, meditation, tai chi, as well as acupuncture and posture correction issues. Losing weight was advised to her. She has been advised to maintain her blood pressure and sugar in control. and exercise on a daily basis. Once the MRI is available, further treatment will be advised accordingly.